This week, I headed up to the Duluth Clinic's Travel Center to find out what vaccinations I need before my February trip to Ecuador. The Travel Center keeps track of all the recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and also keeps current on updated information about various vaccinations. Before I went to Costa Rica 5 years ago, I had a couple of shots that protected against both hepatitis A and B, but now that form of vaccination isn't considered as effective against A as it should be, so I get a booster shot at the travel center. My yellow fever vaccination is still current, but the shot I got for typhoid before going to Costa Rica isn't. That vaccination lasts only 2 years. The typhoid shot is a killed form, but the oral form is live and must be refrigerated. That form is more effective since it acts directly on the gut where typhoid acts, and immunity lasts 5 years. I'll be taking that starting this week. There are 4 pills which are taken every other day on an empty stomach. Malaria will be a concern in Ecuador, so I'll be taking a preventive medication starting 2 days before the trip. Malaria preventatives aren't 100% effective, and there's no vaccination against dengue fever, so I'm still supposed to treat my clothing with an effective repellent and bring bug spray along. Joanna, the travel center consultant, said the mosquitoes that bite at night are the ones most likely to carry malaria, and the ones active by day are the ones most likely to harbor dengue. Quito is a high-altitude city up 12,000 feet in the Andes. Altitude sickness can be pretty unpleasant, so I have a prescription for acetazolamide. And finally, just in case I get one of those nasty bacterial bugs that pop up here and there in poor countries, I have a prescription for Cipro. That was a godsend back on my first trip to Costa Rica. I was fine during the entire first 17 days on the birding tour, but that last day we ate at a restaurant that looked pretty dicey, and sure enough, I got very sick. Fortunately, the sickness only lasted during the best time possible, starting after the birding tour, but ending, thanks to the Cipro, before my daughter arrived. So she and I had a splendid time together. I'll also be bringing some Imodium to Ecuador for stomach upsets. Joanna cautioned against using Pepto-Bismol because it has salicylic acid, which is not good to use with acetazolamide, but that pink color grosses me out anyway. I'm not much for worrying. It seems to me a waste of time and energy. That's why I like the travel center. They do all the research and make sound recommendations. I take their advice, and then I can focus my attention on studying up on the 1,500 birds of Ecuador. I find the preparation before a trip almost as exciting as the trip itself. Looking at the pictures of hummingbirds, trogons, quetzals, toucans, puffbirds, and mannequins, I can feel my pupils dilate and my heart race. Fortunately, the travel center doesn't have any vaccinations for that. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.